Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Two Huron County residents explained to the Fairhaven Township Board of Trustees their concerns regarding blight issues in their community. They presented a list of alleged blighted residences in Rose Island during the public comment section of the meeting. The list was signed off by several other concerned citizens. They noted that there were 8 to 10 homes that they believe have old and unlicensed vehicles on the property, as well as buildings that have started to or have completely fallen down. The duo who complained also reported that they had contacted the Huron County Building and Zoning Department at the courthouse. The township suggested having Police Chief Ward Carter send a formal letter to the property owners and send a copy of their blight ordinance to be reviewed by the county. It was also noted that there was a typo in the paperwork, and the township's annual meeting will be at 5:45 p.m. and followed by the regular township meeting at 6 p.m. on March the 17th. Not March the 19th, as had originally been stated. The typo was corrected, and a new notice of the meeting was posted on the township hall. And another news for today. Authorities have arrested one of two women wanted in connection with a large-scale animal cruelty investigation in Flint Township. Investigators have been searching for Kim and Brenda Shires after officers rescued more than 60 dogs and discovered nearly 30 dead animals inside of a home last month. The investigation continued in the weeks following the discovery as detectives worked to locate the two suspects. On Thursday, March the 12th, Flint Township detectives asked the Grand Rapids Police Department to check an address linked to Brenda Shires. Officers located her within about an hour and then took her into custody. She was later turned over to Flint Township detectives and then booked into the Genesee County Jail. Shires appeared in court on March the 13th, where she was arraigned on felony charges and given a $150,000 bond. Meanwhile, authorities say the search is still ongoing for Kim Shires, who investigators believe may have left Michigan entirely for Tennessee in an effort to escape prosecution. Anyone with any information about Kim Shires' whereabouts is asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County or reach out to Detective Lopez at 1-810-600-3250. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Huron County Planning Commission will be holding a public hearing on Wednesday, April the 1st at 7 p.m. at the Huron County District Courtroom in room 105 at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. The purpose of the hearing is to receive public comments regarding proposed zoning ordinance text amendment ZA 2026-02 as amended by the Michigan Zoning Enabling Act. The proposed amendment would impose a temporary 6-month moratorium on the issuance of land use permits for data centers and similar uses within Huron County, or until an amendment to the zoning ordinance becomes effective, whichever would occur first. The moratorium is intended to provide time for the county to develop and adopt appropriate standards and regulations for such uses. Further details and the full text of the proposed amendment are available from the Huron County Building and Zoning Department, as well as online at www.co.huron.mi.us. And in other news for today, Michigan is asking counties to participate in a statewide tornado drill at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 18th, as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each be participating in the statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. Because Michigan's weather is very unpredictable, each year municipalities throughout the state develop a schedule for testing tornado warning sirens. The test helps to ensure sirens are functioning properly when they are really needed. If inclement weather happens at the time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid any confusion. The drill is an excellent opportunity for families, schools, and businesses to practice their emergency plans and enhance their readiness for a severe weather event. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, March the 15th of 2026. David A. Hacker, age 89 of Elkton, passed away on March the 12th of 2026. And in accordance with the wishes of David A. Hacker, cremation is to take place, and a celebration of life for David will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 21st, at the Harvest Church at 1365 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. The family will be present to share food and memories at the church's fellowship hall after the service. Memorials may be made to the Harvest Church, and the family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.